Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, another display of opposition today from neighbors of a new homeless shelter in Brooklyn, now under construction. They're holding another protest shouting no homeless shelter at that construction site on Coyle Street in Sheepshead Bay, the same place where they briefly put up an encampment to block the work, but that's since been taken down. Previous demonstrations have ended in clashes with police and even some arrests as well. Shelter opponents will get some support today from a Republican candidate for mayor. Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa due at the rally. He's already expressed support for residents worried the shelter might bring quality of life issues to the area. And neighbors are trying to seek an injunction. They have another court date this week. Now, the site had been approved for affordable housing, but a nonprofit that runs homeless shelters stepped in when that developer pulled out. They say the new shelter will provide 169 beds for families with children. Well, New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says she is in the strongest position to defeat Governor Kathy Hochul in 2026. On Fox Sunday Morning Futures, Stefanik was asked why she's considering a run for governor.
You have the crime crisis, and this is a result of Kathy Hochul's failed bail reform, where they turned their backs on hardworking law enforcement officers. They prioritized the criminals to the point that they're even releasing criminals onto our streets.
Now, Stefanik recently suffered a political disappointment in Washington, despite being a Trump Republican. President Trump withdrew her nomination as ambassador to the United Nations after she'd stepped down from several committees to prepare for that role. Well, it's not what you expect to find while digging in the garden, that's for sure. But police say a man in Queens found some dentures and an urn with human ashes in his backyard on 20th Road in Whitestone. It's not known how they wound up there. City law does allow burials on private property with permission of the property owner and government permits. Cops are now looking into it. The NYPD has put out a picture of the person wanted for shooting a pellet gun at a woman holding an infant on Staten Island. That person, the suspect, was driving a silver sedan. It happened Friday night, 7 p.m. on Jerome Avenue in the South Beach section. The 42-year-old woman was struck in the back. The two-month-old girl, though, not hit and was uninjured. The main branch of the Smithtown Public Library on Long Island will reopen tomorrow. Much of it was destroyed 9 months ago when floodwaters burst through a basement window and damaged thousands of books, CDs, DVDs, and audiobooks as well. The 10 feet of water also damaged a historical collection of Long Island documents, including items signed by Thomas Jefferson. For now, the building's first floor will be open for public use, and the library will open at normal business hours beginning at 9:30. Basement renovations will take another year, though. The beautiful sounds of a cello from the subway to the floor of Madison Square Garden. That's the sound of cellist Ian Forrest performing the national anthem at last night's Knicks game. Forrest made headlines last year when a woman smashed him over the head with a metal water bottle while he was playing in the Herald Square station. Cell phone video of the incident was shared repeatedly on social media, and a 23-year-old woman with a history of mental illness was eventually arrested. The subway performances are just a side hustle for Forrest. He's actually graduating from medical school this month. Newark Airport is just a mess again today. So far, there are more than 200 delays and some 88 canceled flights. United Airlines CEO says more than 20% of Newark's air traffic controllers walked off the job this past week, forcing the airline to indefinitely remove nearly 36 round-trip flights off its Newark schedule per day. Newark Airport officials say it's all due to air traffic control staffing issues and construction on one of its runways. At times, the airport is down to just one takeoff and landing location. A third runway is available, but only under certain wind conditions. It's unsafe to use, they say. Well, New York's senators say they're fighting to get the World Trade Center health program back up and running efficiently. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says the Trump administration essentially shut down the program by getting rid of employees who can certify illness and help people get treatment for 9/11-related illnesses.
He's firing the people who actually administer the program, who actually do the work. When you fire an epidemiologist, it means the person who has been doing the research over many years to assess which cancers, which diseases are caused by 9/11, all that expertise is lost.
The White House has said it would restore jobs that had been cut at the agency, but that hasn't entirely happened yet. Dr. John Howard is the director of the World Trade Center Health Program. He remains in bureaucratic limbo and has not been formally reinstated to his position.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.